Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'll be with my Crossbreed Holsters family in Vegas just tomorrow night. Well, I get in a little bit late. You know, that three-hour time shift there when you're coming from the East Coast to the West. I know some of you are thinking, come on, dude, you get to Vegas, it's only 9:15. Well, that's 12:15 in the morning, my time, after a long work day. And by the time I get from the airport to the hotel, it's probably going to be about 10:30. That's 1:30 in the morning. And I don't know about you, but I can't recall the last time I woke up at 1:30 in the morning and walked downstairs and went to my bar and then grilled a steak. It just doesn't work that way in my life. So, nope. I got a busy day Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you're going to get three great days of radio. Already bringing in Chris Pronto, his premiere for his television series. He was, I'll have more to tell you about that as the week goes on, but boy, it's going to be so good. We're going to have guests. I don't even know who they're going to be yet, but I do know that the individual on the end of my line right now will be there in Vegas, and you've heard him on the show many, many times over the years. And here's how fun it is to bring my next guest in. He's the only one I've named a segment after. You'll soon find out why if you're a new listener around the country. And I don't have to work. When he comes on the program, I can relax. I don't have to do anything. No bullet points. Take the notes. Watch this. Here's what happens with the notes when I've got him on the show. It's real simple. I take the piece of paper and I go like this. Don't need any. Because we just talk about what we want to. Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin Experience begins right now. Mr. Corwin, how the heck are you? Welcome to the show, my friend.
I'm doing okay, Mark, and I'm glad you started out with how exhausting the SHOT Show is. Because packing for the SHOT Show is exhausting. How long does it take you to pack for the show?
I started 2 days ago. My wife is a little bit fired up that I have the bag still laying around on one side of the bed. I still don't have everything in there. I do have all my radio equipment in, but you're correct. It's terrible. When in reality, what winds up happening is, here's the trick. Pair of jeans, one shirt, blazer, maybe three different shirts, and you're good to rock and roll, same pair of jeans. Nobody cares.
Right, same pair of jeans. Men can do that. Women can't do that. And now I'm off on a tangent. Men and women are not the same. The Me Too the Me Too movement wants you to believe in gender parity and equality, and it's nonsense. I wasn't even going to go there, but here's why I asked you that question. My friend Bob Blackmer, who you know, deputy marshal in Tombstone,
Arizona, very dear friend of mine, yes.
And the two of us are going to the SHOT Show together. We're driving up tomorrow. And I said, are you packed yet? He says, no, it's no problem. 15 minutes. 15 minutes? What, is he going to throw a gun in the bag like Indiana Jones and put on his hat?
Well, I can answer that.
Let me. Days.
Here's a little piece of advice. Listener, you want to take this advice too. Believe me, this works for you. All human beings get self-conscious. It's part of our nature. It's part of our DNA. It's part of our makeup, right, Alan?
No. Only women.
No. We all do. We all get. I'd like to think I don't, but I do. Here's the advice I've given to people over the years, many, many years, and I've had people come back to me and say, you know what? Thank you for telling me that. It's really opened my eyes.
Lay it
the
on
only,
me.
Now, remember this. Whenever you feel like, oh, my gosh, everybody's going to notice, here's what I want you to know. Picture a room full of 1,000 people gathering for a dinner, and then one person walks in. The people are walking in. One of the people walking in is bald as a cue ball. Let me tell you what those 1,000 people think when that bald guy walks in. Nothing. Here's what I mean by that. The only
person
concerned about the bald guy walking in the door being bald is the bald guy. Nobody else gives a crap.
Yep.
Nobody cares if you put on weight. Nobody cares if you've lost weight. They might comment on it. They're not going to comment on you lost weight if you put on weight. But nobody cares. They're there to see you. Nobody cares. It's good advice, and everybody should take it.
You're right. And I'll go down that path about men and women because I'm going to write an essay about this. The Me Too movement and the socialists are taking over our culture in a very insidious way. And they want to suggest that men and women are the same. They're doing things to put quotas by gender and color on all kinds of things and say we don't have proportional relationships. You don't want proportional relationships in football. You want men playing football. And here's the bottom line. Here's where I discovered hard and fast that men and women aren't equal. I'm watching the Olympics. The very best performers on the planet are throwing the shot put, and the men consistently outthrow the women by about 15%. I did the math in my head. I went to school when they still taught math. They're throwing it 15% further, and this is the best there is. Then, Mark, I found out the women throw a shot that's half the weight of the men. And you know why? Because that's the best they can do. Men and women are not equal. Now, they're entitled to equal rights in every way imaginable, but they are not the same. There are differences, and to quote my French girlfriend, vive la différence. I rest my case.
Well, you know, we can, boy, see, it's so easy to go down so many rabbit holes with you, Alan, because we can take all of that to the gun rights movement as well. We could go down rabbit. Oh,
we're gonna
because we have to. You mentioned it right, and I love the way you say this. You talk about the socialists destroying our culture. America has a this election, Alan, is going to be the worst I've ever seen in my lifetime. I'm 56 years old. It will be the worst. This one coming up in 2020. This is going to be.
You don't know.
I do know that because I'm talking about it specifically from a gun rights. I'm talking about the gun rights attacks that are going to be coming at us.
You don't
in the context
know
of this program.
The gun
so
rights.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, you're predicting the future, so I can. My daughter taught me this. I can easily say you don't know that. And these days, you can watch TV, the news, the cables, the networks, even C-SPAN, and listen to what people say, and you can think to yourself if you're still able to think. You don't know that. You don't know that. CNN, you can say that to the entire broadcast. Maybe gun rights will be lost. Maybe gun rights will be won. A lot can happen between now and then. So let me address the root problem here. It's uncanny how effective socialism is. It hooks people. It seems effective and attractive. You tell them they can go to college for free, and none of the ramifications of something that's worthless and provided for nothing, they don't see it. Venezuela collapses. Every socialist country's a failure. That doesn't register. Socialism is so effective, and you got to disarm everybody so the people in charge can run it right, and it seems okay, but it's not okay. This is a serious problem, and we're getting to confront it. And the idea that they would take our firearms, that's a tangent of it, where infringement is no longer even an issue with politicians. They figure, we can just ban your guns, and that's okay. No. Banning guns is itself banned by the Constitution. You can't infringe on a person's right to keep and bear arms. If they already own the gun, you can't take it. That's infringement. It's banned. And the politicians don't recognize it, don't honor it, don't obey it, and they deserve to be removed from office for suggesting it, and nobody's going to that place. But that's going to happen more and more. How does that balance out your wild prognostication that the next election's going to be however you characterized it?
Actually, I'm talking about the campaign. I want to make sure we're on the same page here. I'm specifically talking about the 2020 campaign being going to be a nightmare. Yes, I'm not predicting a loss in the White House or anything like that. I'm simply saying the campaign is going to be a vicious, brutal campaign. It's going to be one of the nastiest or the nastiest I think I've ever seen. But you could say you don't know that, and you are technically correct about that.
I think the next campaign, the way the culture is fraying at the edges, civility is deteriorating. I would agree. Will the campaign be nasty? I think the bigger problem is, will you be able to trust anything you hear in the campaign?
That's the big issue. That's the talk of the town. That's where we focus with the media. Hey, Alan, we've got just 20 seconds. Let me take this into the break. When we come back, we'll pick up from there. Real quick, Vegas, AM 670, the right talk for Vegas, radio from the Las Vegas Strip. You are listening right now live. I can't wait to get out there to you tomorrow night for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Boy, love you guys on AM 670, AM KMZQ, the right talk for Vegas. Looking forward to flying out there tomorrow. But we're at home with you right now, okay, out there on the Vegas Strip. Hope you're enjoying the program. Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience continues. We're going to go right to it as soon as the music and everything brings us back, because we just never have enough time with Alan. So we're going to pop right back into the subject matter as soon as this break is over. Don't go away. Attention, gun lover. Remember the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier? Well, if you want in, you have got to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. Entry is easy. It's quick. It's free. But it's almost over. Just text ARM to 87222 to lock in your entries and see the official rules. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,000 to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 10 chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner is educated, trained, and protected, they just love giving away guns. But you're running out of time. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted. You won't hear this again, and your 10 chances to win end on Friday, okay? You won't hear it again, and the 10 chances end on Friday. Text ARMED to 87222 right now to get your free entries. That's ARMED to 87222.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
I will be sitting with Mike Gallagher, his booth there on Radio Row at the Sands Expo Center, Vegas, KMZQ listeners in particular, AM 670. I will be sitting with Mike Gallagher at his booth. You'll probably hear me on his show because I'm going to weasel my way in. I love Mike. We're good friends. And he will also be a guest on my program because I'm going to make him do it while he's there. And he's been a guest on the show before. He loves coming on and vice versa. So I'll also be doing some work with Lars Larson, and we're going to be doing some back and forth. I've spoken to him as well this week. So it's going to be a great time, Vegas. It's going to be a wonderful time. And, listener, you're going to hear some great radio. Let's go right back now to the, well, we'll call it the Alan Corwin Experience Hotline, because Alan Corwin is sitting there burning up the line. And we have a very quick segment now with about 8 minutes. So let's just do it. Mr. Corwin, the culture. We have a problem in America today. We all see it. You use the phrase fraying at the edges. Ah, boy, that's being kind. Social media and 24-hour fake news is destroying the psyche of this nation, and I don't see us coming back from it anytime soon. And I fear for my country, Alan. For the first time in many years, I am worried about what can happen to America. Your thoughts on that?
I think you have every reason to worry. There are some glimmers of hope, and I think by 2020, everything may reverse. These things are subject to the tides and the winds of change. When people see how crazy this 29-year-old socialist who got in from, I think, the Bronx, when they see how crazy her plans are, she may turn off a large swath of America who doesn't understand how bad this is. And when Trump's programs that are good start to take effect, as they are, that could have a real change on things. The communists back in the 1950s had a plan to undo America, and I want to talk about gun stuff, but they had a plan, it's in the Federal Register, to undo our culture by attacking the family unit, promoting debauchery and pornography, promoting ugliness as art, a lot of things that we're seeing happen today, and I think it's having an effect. But there are a lot of positive groups out there. I know I tell people, if you want to donate money, plenty of folks are donating to hungry people and people who don't have clothing. Donate money to the freedom associations, the ones who are training college kids in what America is about, the ones who are fighting the federal government and suing the abusers. Donate money to groups like that. But let me switch over to a real gun issue, the new Feinstein gun ban.
I? Absolutely. Go right ahead. Show is yours. The mic belongs to you. Go.
Oh, geez, Mark. You really put me on the spot. I read the ban the other day. It's very similar to her previous ban. She has a long list of guns that are okay, which is a smokescreen to say, see, it's not so bad. But she has one of the same tricks in there. She lists all the things a gun can't have, and she includes a pistol grip on a rifle. But if you read further, a pistol grip is defined as anything that can serve as a grip. Now, think about that. How deceptive can you be? A rifle, it takes a detachable magazine, and if it has a grip, it's banned. She wants to take everybody's firearm from within her little Praetorian guard, armed to the teeth. It's absolute tyranny. It's what the colonists rose up in revolt about, and she thinks this is okay. And she's got her entire side cheering for this. They haven't read the legislation. It is not an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons, of course, is a term of art that means nothing. It's assault is a kind of behavior, not a kind of hardware. I say that all the time. And the media doesn't mention it. The media doesn't really cover it. They don't read the bills either. We're facing an enemy, all enemies, foreign and domestic, we're facing an enemy domestic that's as bad as anything the country has ever faced, from Nazis, communists, communist China, what the media calls China, the distorted language, the deception. It's not even fake news. It's deliberately misleading narratives, language, distortion, misdirection. the country is being led in the wrong way, but there's guys like Mark Walters who pull it back. And there's organizations like the Federalist Society and the Institute for Justice and the Goldwater Institute and some of the talking heads on TV who you know, Victor Davis Hanson and Ben Shapiro, and little groups like Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership and the Second Amendment Foundation, and the groups that are really pulling in the right direction and setting the moral compass. There's a lot of reason for hope. There really is.
I don't disagree with you. The media, where I focus my efforts, as you well know, every speech I ever give, I always wind up going back to or starting there anyway before I stray from it, because it is such a powerful force, in particular with a 24-hour cycle. Now, you combine a 24-hour cycle with social media, which is extremely hateful. Now, if you go on Twitter, if I didn't have to be there for work, I wouldn't waste my time. Let me put it that way. It is vile. It is hateful. You've got a lot of Twitter warriors sitting in their basement that just spew hate all day long. I don't know how people sit and do it all day long. It would drive me crazy. And I can't watch the quote-unquote news, and I've spent hours talking about on this program what, in fact, is the news. Let me give you one hint, then I'm going to move on, and we'll talk about Vegas quickly. Anytime you're watching, whether it be a Fox and Friends or whether it be MSDNC or CNN or Tapper or Cuomo or any network, Alphabet Soup, anytime you hear somebody on that program say, well, I think you're not listening to the news.
That's right.
Okay. What they think is not news. What they think is opinion, and that's what happens in a 24-hour cycle. Hence why we have such a danger zone.
Then you can say, you don't know that. Let me mention
you're absolutely correct. Go ahead. Got about 3 minutes. 2 minutes.
About the SHOT Show. The SHOT Show is a trade show, folks, and you can't just go in. You need credentials. It's the industry players. It's like the parents of the NRA. The NRA is there, but this is the industry players. It's you got to be a somebody. And some people sneak in, and then the retailers and the wholesalers all complain. They get a badge, and it's really some woman with her poodle or something like that, and the real players go, you got to keep these people out, so you can't get in. But I'll be doing a report on the show at gunlaws.com. I do one every year. I do pictures. I describe the show and what's going on. You can Google around and get some news, but they don't let the networks and the phony news people, the lamestream media, they don't let them in to cover it, and they probably wouldn't anyway, but if they did, they would just do Merchant of Death and a whole bunch of fake phony stuff, not the protectors of America, the real patriots, the armed forces, the law enforcement people, the gun owner supporters, the people who provide us with guns and ammo. They wouldn't do it in a wholesome American patriotic way. They would do it in the dark side of the force. So
it would be a hit piece. It would be nothing but a hit piece. Alan, we're getting ready to end this half hour. I'm so sorry I have to catch up, but here's the fun part. You're going to sit with me at my radio booth, Radio Row, at SHOT Show, and we're going to have a conversation with you face-to-face on a live microphone on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We're going to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. We'll figure it out. Make sure you tune in. And I'll put it up on my Twitter feed, at AAR Mark, and I'll put it up on armedamericanradio.com as the schedule builds for the upcoming Vegas shows, AM 670. We're coming to you, baby. Back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Attention, gun lover. Remember the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier? Well, if you want in, you have got to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. Entry is easy. It's quick. It's free. But it's almost over. Just text ARMED to 87222 to lock in your entries and see the official rules. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,000 to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 10 chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner is educated, trained, and protected, they just love giving away guns. But you're running out of time. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted. You won't hear this again, and your 10 chances to win end on Friday, okay? You won't hear it again, and the 10 chances end on Friday. Text ARMED to 87222 right now to get your free entries. That's ARMED to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to USCCAonAir.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAonAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAonAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAonAir.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow, man. Gotta love Mike Lindell. He is a good friend of mine. I'm proud and honored to be able to say that. Mike has co-hosted the program with me in August of this year, just a few months back, or August of this year. It's not August yet. August of last year, the 26th, when I was up there at AM 1280, The Patriot up in Minneapolis. I love you guys. In fact, Lee Michaels from AM 1280, The Patriot, will be working with me production in Las Vegas this coming week. So you'll hear Lee on the radio program as he tells his harrowing story of surviving an armed robbery at his house. It's an incredible story. I wrote it in my book, but Lee will be there. And I had Mike Lindell on the program when I was up there broadcasting from the fair for 2 hours as co-host. He's just a wonderful guy. Use the promo code AAR, MyPillow.com, and take advantage of the, I think it's the four-pack that's up there right now. Mike's a great guy. Here's how it works. He helps us with that promo code. He supports us financially with that promo code. You get a great product. We get support from MyPillow. MyPillow gets support from us, and we all benefit because I'm able to tell you that we add new affiliates like Pittsburgh, welcome to the program. Erie, welcome to the program. And other, we've got another Oregon station listening right now. Oregon, we love you. In fact, we're going to go to Oregon right now. Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation has been on this program many times in the past, and this is going to be a really, I don't want to say tough conversation because I know, Kevin, it's going to be good. You're going to learn a lot. But the subject matter, let me put it this way, and I want Kevin, who's listening right now on the line, to tell me when he comes on whether I'm wrong. But SB, or it's Oregon Bill, I think it's SB 501, which is now pending in the legislature, that the governor supports, will make California and New Jersey combined look like child's play. Kevin, am I right about that?
You are absolutely right. It's like nothing we have ever seen.
I have never in my adult life seen anything like this, and I can't make a prediction about whether it will pass. I can lean in a direction in the state of Oregon, but tell us about 501 and what is so absolutely dangerous and hideous about this bill.
I think the most dangerous thing about 501 is that it's getting all the attention. I mean, it's so extreme that it's getting all the attention while other equally bad bills are not getting attention, which gives them a better chance of passing. But 501 essentially eliminates gun rights in this state. You need a permit to buy a gun, which we've never had before, and in fact our laws forbid that. You need a permit to buy ammunition. You can only buy a total of 20 rounds a month. You can only buy one gun a month, one handgun, one long gun. It's absolute lunacy, and there's so much more. There's no way we have time to get into what else is in this. But there are other bills that are here that are probably more likely to pass and aren't getting a whole lot of attention. You know, one bill that was requested by the governor, virtually every bill that's been introduced in this state eliminates the rights of young Oregonians to own firearms. You can no longer own a gun if you're not 21 years old. And, you know, this is kind of a personal thing for me. My son is 19 years old. He's been a nationally certified firearms instructor since he was 13. He has built his first AR when he was 15. He's a firefighter and an EMT in the town we live in. Right? He has driven ambulances and sat beside people who have passed away, saved people's lives, and now they're telling him he cannot own the rifle he built himself when he was 15 years old. And this is all, you know, we have all these young people now who are demanding fewer rights the first time in American history. We allow them to vote. We allow them to drive. We allow them to text. And we don't allow them to own the rifles that they've built themselves. So it's insane. It's outrageous. But there are so many bills in this state right now that are so dangerous. And 501 has sucked all the oxygen out because it's insane. It's crazy. But it is diverting attention from other stuff, and it is like nothing we've ever seen. I moved to this state from New York 30 years ago, and it was paradise, and it has turned into a gun owner's hell.
Why? Tell me why. I know the answer, kind of rhetorical, but I want people to hear it. Why?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say exactly why, except the state is in the control of a certain group of people. In this state, public employees, unions, the state is virtually bankrupt. Our cities are now a cesspool of drug addicts, homeless people, needles, and all this behavior is encouraged because it problems are profitable. And in this state, which Portland is the problem, the rest of the state is pro-gun, ranchers, farmers, fishermen, that kind of thing. But they do not have the numbers to outweigh the leftist move that this state has gotten in the city of Portland. And in the city of Portland, which is riot central, everybody in the rest of the state is considered a moronic rube, knuckle-dragging hillbilly whose rights can be decimated at the will of Antifa. And our state now is under the control of militant leftists. The major cities are under control of the militant leftists who really are determined to destroy anything valuable. If you can no longer farm, fish, ranch, you can no longer do anything in this state without the militants in Portland taking away those rights. And it's ugly and horrible, and it's just so dangerous and destructive to see what's happening here. In a state that at one time was a state of pioneers, a state of really independent people, and now those people have just been crushed.
You know, I got to tell you, I kind of take this to heart. I've been to Oregon a number of times. I did business in Oregon, and I have some friends that live in Oregon. And I got to tell you, brother, when you fly into Portland and you take that drive south, I took it down to the Seven Feathers Indian Reservation, and it is the most, it's God's country. It's the most beautiful drive in the world. If you've never seen the Columbia, my goodness, it's just absolute. You get out there when you come from a place like I am down south, and you get out there, it's just majestic. And you think, look at this. Just look around you. If you don't believe in God, you will after you see that. It's just absolutely beautiful. And it's such a shame to see what's happening politically. You know, Portland's a dangerous city now, isn't it?
Oh, it's very, very dangerous, and it's filthy, and it's a tent city, and the streets are covered with needles and human feces, and we encourage that. We encourage that. The state is run by completely incompetent, you know, leftists who want to do nothing but stay in office, and you no longer go into Portland if you don't live there. I mean, you and I have discussed in the past the case of Michael Strickland, a reporter who was attacked by, you know, a mob, and he went to jail. He went to jail for being attacked by a mob, and it is against every law we have in this state. It is really a scary place to live, and not a day goes by that I don't hear from four or five people who said, "We're done. We're out of here. We cannot handle the state." And we are essentially bankrupt because of the way the Democrats have squandered the money, and it really is a shame because, as you said, it's a beautiful place run by evil people.
Portland, Salem, Eugene, and other cities in Oregon, you're listening right now. I mean, listen, in the next segment, we'll talk about some advice. I want to go in. Let me start here. And when I say advice, I mean, I want you to tell Oregon residents and those who go to Oregon, and I want the rest of the country to hear this, because this is what happens when you let these lunatics take total control. This is what they're trying to do on a national level. They're not going to stop, listener. They're not going away. This is what they want for you. It's a disease, I'm telling you. But let me take this back to 501 quickly. I have to address this issue, five-round magazine capacity. Now, I opened up the program showing or playing some audio, Kevin, of the Houston home invasion. This guy let out 60 rounds in his AK and took on five people, killed three, dropped the other two, and is alive today. And I made mention of the fact that if he was in any state where there was a magazine limit of 10 or 15, he would be dead right now, and it would have been a different outcome. 501 says five rounds. With a magazine capacity of five rounds, what about my Smith & Wesson 686 revolver that holds more than five rounds? We got 20 seconds before the break. What happens then? Am I supposed to get rid of my revolver as well?
Yeah, you're supposed to get rid of a six-shot revolver. And not only that, but you need a permit to buy ammunition, and you can only buy a total of 20 rounds a month. What does that do to anybody who's trying to stay to practice or to a competitive shooter? The whole thing was designed to destroy gun ownership, right, and the people behind it are lying.
It is designed to eviscerate your Second Amendment rights. When we come back with Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation, I want to talk about what can be done and some of those other bills. Let's breathe some life that 501 is taking out. You heard, if you listened to me on the daytime radio program, I went through 501 in great detail. You're going to hear about some of these other bills when we come back. This is what they want for you. This is what they want for you. Back right after this. Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
I'm going to be sitting with Mike Gallagher and at least talking with Mike Gallagher. He's going to have his booth probably right next to mine, as he was last year, on Radio Row, the great Mike Gallagher show, and I'm looking forward to sitting there, and I'm hopeful to be able to bring him, as I have before from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, to bring Mike Gallagher live on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense as I broadcast the show live there from Vegas. And KMZQ listeners coming out to see you, 670 AM, the Talk of Vegas, going to be out there tomorrow night, in fact. Remember to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. This is the last night you're going to hear that on Armed American Radio. It ends after tonight. USCCA wants to give 10 lucky winners $1,000 to buy the gun of their dreams. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Just don't do it while you're driving. Don't be that bonehead, please. And it's free. It's painless. It's effortless. Use your thumbs. You know how to do it. And you may be one of the 10 that gets the $1,000 to buy the gun of your dreams. Let's go back to Kevin from Oregon Firearms Federation. By the way, Kevin, come tell us the website, please. People are going to have to start getting involved with you now.
Yeah, it's real easy. It's OregonFirearms.org. There's a place in there right up at the top where a person can add their email address to our alert list. And you know what? No matter where you are in this country, you can email, you can get our alerts, find out what's happening here, and you can send emails to our legislators and say this crap has to stop, because it's just how it works here. And I'll tell you, it's really going to be necessary.
I've watched Oregon go downhill relative to firearms freedoms over the course of the 10 years of doing this program. As you know, Kevin, you've been on this show dating back damn near that far. In fact, we've had you on the program over the years. I've watched the deterioration, and it is mind-numbing to see what's happening. Shocking, but not really, but it is, but it's not, but it is, but it not, but it's not. You know how that goes. All right, let's breathe some life into some of these other bills. First off, 501, I covered it on The Daily Show. Listener, you can go back and listen to it last week. I went through it, fine-tooth comb, by section, what it does. It destroys and eviscerates your Second Amendment rights, period. You just heard Kevin say, and I asked the question on the daytime show, what about my greater-than-six-shot revolver, Smith & Wesson 686? Are you going to take that too? Here's my answer. No, you're not, but I digress. Kevin,
what next? What tell us about the other bills that well, this one I mean, is sucking
there, there are out of. There are so many that we could never possibly have time, but there are numerous bills that require that everything you own be locked up, that everything you own be unavailable to you for self-protection. Much of it is gibberish, and this is one of the problems we're having, is that you look at the wording of these bills, and they simply make no sense. You know, I'm required to lock up my guns so to prevent a minor from having access to them. If a minor uses one of my guns in an act of self-defense, that's lawful. But he can't use it in an act of self-defense if it's locked up and I'm obeying the law. The governor's bill is basically a definition of assault weapon. And what she does, and the bill is designed to prohibit 18 to 21 to 20-year-olds from buying what they call assault weapons or handguns, or in fact even possessing them. So what they do is they list like 1,000 different guns, some of which probably aren't even made anymore, and then they throw in a bunch of descriptions about it can't have this feature and it can't have that feature. Well, if you actually look at the way the bill is crafted, any long gun is an assault weapon. If a firearm allows you to hold the gun with two hands, it is an assault weapon, and an 18 to 20-year-old can no longer purchase it, possess it, or you can't transfer it. And this is insane. You know, we have 19-year-olds driving ambulances, driving cars, building their own guns, and they are no longer allowed to possess them. We send them off to war to defend our country and stick them behind M2 machine guns, and now we're saying that they can't own a rifle. And so it just appears that what we have are a lot of people who know nothing about firearms going to our legislative council, which are the lawyers to write these bills, and saying, hey, ban everything. So, you know, 501, that was a bill that was supposedly written by teenagers from Lake Oswego,
yes.
Which is a...
Well, let me stop you for a second. Thank you for mentioning that, by the way. I forgot that aspect of it. This is what I covered, listener, on the daytime show last week. The bill was written by high school kids, and I made it very clear. We don't let high school kids who don't even know the process of how a bill becomes law write law in America. I'm sorry, but in Oregon they do. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Well, and for people who are listening across the country, the kids involved here live in a community called Lake Oswego. Lake Oswego is a very, very affluent, liberal suburb of Portland. These kids are privileged, and they are liberal, and all they care about is, you know, getting their limos to the next horseback riding lesson. And they are supposedly dictating what the legislation is going to be. And in fact, they're just being exploited by legislators who live in that district, sure, who use them. And it's a horrible shame. You know, we now have people demanding fewer rights and saying we want to feel safe. Well, listen, last night, you know, at midnight, in like 4 miles from my house, four people were murdered by a family member with a sword. And, you know, I'm so thankful that my son, who's a firefighter, was not called to that, because it was horrific. The cops who arrived there said, no one's coming in here because no one should see what happened. No gun was involved. Violence is violence. And the way that scenario ended was because deputies showed up with guns and took this guy out. And these little Tide Pod eaters are so determined to eliminate people's ability to protect themselves that they have no concept that violence and evil is just a reality of life. They live in their own little privileged cocoon where they get taken back and forth to their soccer lessons, and they want to absolutely make sure that nobody has the right to protect themselves. And it's disgraceful, and it's dangerous, and it's what we work day and night to stop.
Hey, look, the two of us have been around the block. I got to ask you this question. I want you to take this to the break. Got a couple minutes here. What's your recommendation for your fellow citizens in Oregon? Because the listeners around the rest of the nation, this is the same advice you need to follow. But, Kevin, I want you to talk to the people in Oregon right now. The rest of us will listen because, again, keeping in mind, this is what they want for all of us. Go ahead.
Well, the tool that we have always had is to have people contacting the legislators and saying, no, this is not going to happen. And we make it very easy here. Oregon Firearms Federation, if you get on our alert list, which is real easy to do, we're going to give you the tools. We're not just going to tell you that something's wrong. We're going to say, here is a button that you can press to hit every one of these commie legislators and tell them no. And then be prepared to resist. You know, if they say to you, you can't buy ammo, well, damn it, buy it now. If they say you can't own a gun without permission of the state, then get it now. And understand, this stuff is as serious as a prison riot, and we got to dig in our heels or this state is lost.
Civil disobedience. This stuff, and I come out and say this, but this is what the left is pushing this country. And they better be very, very careful here, because they may just get what they wish for. The left is pushing this country to the precipice right now, and good, decent, hardworking citizens are being forced by the lunatic left in this country to have to make some very difficult decisions. If you live in New Jersey, you live in Oregon, you know what I mean. You're forced to make them today. The rest of the country, we're not gonna let it happen. We're going to do what we have to do to stop it. Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation. Oh, you got your work cut out for you. We're going to continue bringing you to the program. Thank you for being here. I'll continue to push the website when we come back from the break. Third hour of the program. You're going to love it. George the Mad Ogre Hill is going to be here with me, and so is Beth Bauman from Town Hall. She is in Vegas right now. She's going to give us a little bit of update of what's happening out there in Sin City as we return for hour three of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Before we depart for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in a second.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.